We want to thank our sponsor, Great Western Bank, a proud supporter of the Wildcast podcast. At Great Western Bank, they focus on serving family-owned businesses and their overall financial needs. Whether your company needs increased working capital, equipment or SBA financing, purchasing or renovating a building or construction financing, Great Western Bank has the expertise to work through your specific financial needs. Visit the Great Western Bank branch on Campbell between Glen and Fort Lowell or call 520-325-1135 to talk to any of the business bankers about your specific needs. Member FDIC.
From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Welcome to the latest edition of the Wildcast podcast. Justin Spears here all by myself in Palo Alto, just finishing up the Arizona-Stanford game. The Wildcats falling to the Cardinal 41-31. And after the loss, the Wildcats fall to 4-4 on the season and 2-3 in Pac-12 play. Normally, we always do a breakdown video after the game, but since I'm by myself and the awesome people at Stanford Stadium closed down the press box in the stadium, it was pretty dark out by the time it was all said and done. So, with that being said, I'm not doing the video, what we normally do. Instead, I'm doing a podcast. But as they said, I have a face for radio, so maybe this might be better. I'm trying to, sit here and gather my thoughts. Like, where should we start when it comes to Arizona's loss to Stanford? We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But real quick, make sure you download the Wildcaster app. It's free and it's available on the App Store and Google Play. And also, make sure you subscribe to the Wildcast podcast on Apple Podcasts. And we're also, the Wildcaster's on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as well. So if you're on any of those platforms, I highly recommend that you give us a follow there. But talking about the game here, we all thought entering this game that this was a swing game for Arizona. Because Arizona was, they're 4-3 on the season, and you look at the schedule ahead, next week they have Oregon State, and then after that, they go into a bye week, but man, you look at the last three games of the season, and the month of November isn't too kind to the Arizona Wildcats, because they got Oregon right after the bye week, then they have a home contest against Utah, which is senior night. That's the last home game of the season. And then they have to play at ASU, which just lost to UCLA. But regardless, ASU this week, they were a top 25 team. So you look at the schedule and think, man, Arizona's got three top 25 opponents to end the season. It doesn't bode well for Arizona considering how they've played over the last few weeks. But they lost to Stanford. Now they're 4-4, and they have to win two games to become bowl eligible. And with four games remaining and all the teams that I just mentioned, where is Arizona going to get those two wins? Where will they, get those two victories so they can become bowl eligible? So it's tough right now for Arizona. They're in a very tough situation right now. But, looking back at this game, one thing that really jumped out to me, and I think it was the main story of the entire game, I think a lot of people can agree with me on that, was what happened with the quarterbacks. Last week against USC, my colleague Mike Levinai, who didn't make the trip because he had a knee injury playing softball, so he didn't make the trips to Stanford. That's why I'm doing this all by myself. But we talked to Kevin Sumlin after the loss to USC and asked him, What's the situation with the quarterbacks? Because remember, Grant Gunnell was installed in the game in the third quarter. He finished it out, and Khalil Tate was gone. Khalil Tate finished the night with like 6 of 11 passing. But we asked Kevin Sumlin after the game, where are the quarterbacks at right now? Is this an open competition? And Kevin Sumlin said, we never intended to redshirt Grant Gunnell. And Khalil Tate is our starting quarterback. We're not going to update the depth chart right now. The depth chart is going to stay the same as it has been the entire season. So Khalil Tate listed as a starter, and we expected him to take the first snaps against Stanford, which he did. You know, he was the starting quarterback. And Arizona's biggest issues over the last few weeks is first quarter scoring. You know, only this season, in just this season, Arizona has scored only 28 points in the first quarter. 21 of them was against NAU. The other 7 was against Colorado. So Arizona's offense has always been off to a sluggish start. And against Stanford, Khalil Tate leads Arizona down the field. They have to settle for a field goal, but they're up 3-0. And you look at that first drive and say, wow, Khalil Tate looked good. J.J. Taylor looked good. The offense was just humming along. And then the second offensive possession comes around. Arizona goes 3-and-out. And then Khalil Tate gets pulled. Grant Gunnell was installed into the game. And I was pretty much like all of you guys. I was in complete shock. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. After 2 drives, you're not gonna even give Khalil Tate a quarter to prove himself? And he didn't look that bad. Like that 3-and-out, that was his second drive. On 3rd down, instead of taking the sack and running out of bounds, which he's done over the last few weeks, he threw the ball away. He made a smart decision on 3rd down. So I was confused why Khalil Tate was pulled from the game, but Kevin Sumlin explained it. He said, no, this was predetermined. Arizona and their quarterbacks knew going into this game that Grant Gunnell was going to get his shot in the 3rd drive, at least according to Kevin Sumlin. So Grant Gunnell comes in, and once again, just like Khalil Tate in the first drive, the offense is moving down the field. He's throwing the football. J.J. Taylor's running the ball as well. And he throws a beautiful pass. I think I forgot how many yards it was, but he threw a beautiful pass in the end zone to another freshman in Jalen Johnson, which was his first career touchdown as a Wildcat. And then you think, man, okay, well, you know, Grant Gunnell is moving the football, and they scored a touchdown. Do you keep Grant Gunnell in? Well, he did stay in. And then, after, you know, him going 3-and-out, Khalil Tate was put back into the game. So, you know, throughout the game, Kevin Sumlin, Noah Mazzone, they swapped quarterbacks. But, of course, you know, Khalil Tate, he was the one who carried the bulk of the load. He finished completing 17 of 33 passes for 205 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Grant Gunnell, a perfect 7 of 7 for 68 yards and 1 touchdown. So is this 1998 or what? If Arizona utilizing 2 quarterbacks in a game and those 2 guys constantly or every now and then swapping drives. Felt like 1998 all over again. But the thing about 1998 is Ortez Jenkins and Keith Smith were actually winning football games. Arizona hasn't won a football game since that game against Colorado on the road, which was their last Pac-12 win. So, you know, it's trying times for the Arizona Wildcats. And I keep mentioning, you know, the offense. You know, that was the main story of the game and, you know, how they were able to kind of flip-flop the narrative, because against USC and against Washington, they were unable to really gather anything. Remember when I mentioned first quarter points? Well, that was the case against USC and Washington. They were really unable to score and move the ball against those teams. While the defense in the first quarter against USC and Washington, they were good enough to win Arizona football games. It was the complete opposite this time around. Arizona's offense looks solid, and you know, even though KJ Costello, who returned from a hand injury, came in and, you know, and was slicing up Arizona's defense. I think he had like 123 yards at halftime, or he had more than that. He had over 200 yards at halftime. It was 213. That's what he had. He had 213 yards at halftime. KJ Costello, returning from an injury that he suffered against Oregon. It was his first game back in a month. So I expected him to be a little rusty. He wasn't. He was slicing up Arizona's defense, like I mentioned. Cameron Scarlett, the running back, you know, 19 carries for 102 yards and two touchdowns. He had a great game against Arizona's defense. But Stanford's offense only scored 10 points in that second half. That's not what you want out of Arizona. Because you did a great job as a defense in the second half. The offense couldn't do anything. Khalil Tate threw a couple costly interceptions. One possession that I thought really hurt Arizona was they were, you know, knocking on the door to score. This was one of the drives that Grant Gunnell was in. And they were knocking on the door to score, and Grant Gunnell fumbles the football. The ball goes sailing or, you know, flies back, you know, 10-plus yards, and it's a huge loss. And just like that, Arizona's out of field goal range. So they couldn't get a field goal out of the deal, maybe cut it to one possession. Stanford, you know, then scores, and it just seemed like, you know, all throughout the second half that Stanford had control of the game. And when Arizona had several opportunities, they just could not capitalize on it. And that's the most disappointing part about watching this game, was Arizona had chances after chance after chance, and they couldn't get it done. They had 495 yards of total offense, 273 passing, 222 rushing. That is one of the most balanced offensive attacks that we've seen out of the Wildcats all year long, but they couldn't get it done in the second half. So it was really a tale of two halves. Arizona's offense looking pretty sound in the first half. Arizona's defense, not so much. And then vice versa in the second half. So, you know, the thing about this team is, even though they've lost four games this season and they're at 500, this team is better than their record shows. I mean, they've been, for the most part, competitive in every single game this season. One of those losses to Hawaii. We all remember the season opening loss. If Khalil Tate runs for one more yard, there's a strong chance that Arizona wins that football game. Against Washington, Arizona was winning at halftime. They were only down by a touchdown heading into the fourth quarter, but they were outlasted. Against USC, you know, kudos to the Trojans. They were in control for that entire game. But you're looking at the games that Arizona's lost this year, and you think if it turned in favor of the Wildcats in the second half, we could be looking at the Arizona Wildcats as the top team in the Pac-12 and a team that's probably going to, or team in the Pac-12 South, and a team that's probably going to run away with the division and appear in the Pac-12 championship against Oregon or whoever. But that's not the case right now. And now Arizona, they're on this three-game skid. They got to go face Oregon State next week, and then they have those three tough games to end the season. So right now, it's interesting to be an Arizona fan. And, you know, right now, I don't know where this team is at right now. I don't know if they can win two games to close out the season, but my goodness, it's going to be one hell of a last quarter of the season for the Arizona Wildcats. So just, you know, some stats from last night's game, or I should say tonight's game. Khalil Tate, 17 of 33, 205 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions. Grant Gunnell, 7 of 7 for 68 and one touchdown. J.J. Taylor, 16 carries, 107 yards. And look at this. Khalil Tate, 9 carries for 103 yards and a touchdown. That touchdown was a 57-yard run, one of the longest of the season. I believe his longest was against Texas Tech earlier this year. And his 103 rushing yards against Stanford was the most he's had in a game since Texas Tech. And it's the most in a Pac-12 game for Khalil Tate since November 11th, 2017, when he had that remarkable run a couple years ago under Rich Rodriguez. So Khalil Tate, you know, we got to see, you know, his legs a little bit tonight or today. And, you know, I thought Khalil Tate played okay. I thought he actually played a pretty solid game all the way around. Despite the couple turnovers, like the interceptions, plural, because he had two. Other than, you know, the turnovers, I thought Khalil Tate played all right. And if Khalil Tate played like that against USC and Arizona's offense played against USC the way they did against Stanford in the first half today, maybe they close out USC. Maybe. But man, I still can't believe everything that happened in today's game. And I guess, you know, my colleague Mike Levin and I, we will, you know, close things out on Monday, you know, putting a bow on this game against Stanford and then look forward to the game against Oregon State. But, you know, I'm going to end this podcast here just with, you know, some, just with some notes. I mentioned Khalil Tate and his rushing performance, but I want to talk about the defense and how they were able to shuffle things around. Lorenzo Burns exited the game. He's a cornerback. He left the game with, I don't know if it was an injury or performance-based. Oh, no, excuse me. It was an injury because that's what Kevin Sumlin said. He was banged up. He doesn't talk about injuries, though, so he wasn't specific on what it was. But we saw a new-look secondary against Stanford. Jarius Wallace was able to get into the game. Christian Roland Wallace, you know, he's a true freshman. He's been playing at cornerback all season long. And then you look at, you know, some of the other guys that were able to rotate in. Christian Young, who's been a rotational piece. And then Mackenzie Barnes. Remember Mackenzie Barnes? He emerged as a raw, potential blossoming prospect last year as a freshman. We haven't seen a whole lot out of him this year. He was able to get into the game and get active. But other than that, you know, Arizona, you know, they struggled. You know, this team right now, they're wounded. But at the same time, every team in the Pac-12 is wounded or injured. So, you know, these are just some things that you're going to have to deal with. So, you know, it should be interesting to see what they do moving forward in terms of, you know, who's healthy and who's not. Because, oh my goodness, they're going to need all hands on deck moving forward to close out this season. So I've been babbling long enough. Like I said, my colleague Mike Levin and I will get back into the McHale Center dungeon on Monday after Kevin Sumlin's press conference. And then we'll also have a live podcast at Frog and Firkin Thursday afternoon to preview the game against Oregon State. So this is my wrap-up podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. The Stanford Cardinal beating the Arizona Wildcats 41-31. The Wildcats fall to 4-4 overall and 2-3 in Pac-12 play. Make sure you download the Wildcaster app. It's free. It's available on the App Store and Google Play. And also subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts.
We want to thank our sponsor, Great Western Bank, a proud supporter of the Wildcast podcast. At Great Western Bank, they focus on serving family-owned businesses and their overall financial needs. Whether your company needs increased working capital, equipment or SBA financing, purchasing or renovating a building or construction financing, Great Western Bank has the expertise to work through your specific financial needs. Visit the Great Western Bank branch on Campbell between Glen and Fort Lowell or call 520-325-1135 to talk to any of the business bankers about your specific needs. Member FDIC.